Hey everyone, welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, today's term we're going to talk about director's cut. Now, director is spelled D-I-R-E-C-T-O-R apostrophe S, and of course, cut is spelled C-U-T. Now, director's cut, what does that mean? Well, usually when you have a movie that's released, the director's cut is not the one that everybody wants necessarily. And so they'll release the movie the way the studio wants because they put in the money, etc. But the director's cut will be released later. It's really the director's vision of what the film was, should have been. But without all the factors with, say, the studio wanting it this way or the audience with that, it's really the director's vision of what the actual film should have been. And there's tons of examples out there. The really good thing that happens now is that when you go buy a DVD, director's cuts will often be part of that particular film. And so you can kind of see what is actually the director's vision for the film. All right? And there's also usually scenes that you may have not seen before, such as deleted scenes. And those are the things that are part of the director's cut that in the main released film, you're not going to be able to see it. All right? So anyway, that's a director's cut. Coming up, American slang.
Hey, welcome to American Slang. I'm Duran.
好，我们今天呢继续看影片 French Kiss。话说到这个 Kate， 她的包被人家偷掉了。不过你别忘了，那个 Luke， 他的那个项链还在那个包里面。为此呢 ，Luke 跟随我们的 Kate 前往了法国的南部，非常的美丽的地方。好，下面呢，我们就来听一听在火车上面两个人的对话。
You come, you go, you promise one thing, you do something else, so why should I believe anything you say?
Because I have no reason to lie now. Do I look like the kind of guy who would leave
Paris? You look like the kind of guy who steals the liquor bottles that you get on the airplane. You look like the kind of guy who offers a girl a ride, then has to steal a car in order to give it to her. You look like the kind of guy who puts a plant in a person's bag.
Yeah, get your picture.
Hey, this is a no smoking compartment.
Okay, I stop. Voila. How are you? See, I'm changing, I'm growing. We help each other.
No, I don't need your help.
好，今天呢，我们的美国俚语锁定的是这个短语叫 I get the picture.
I get the picture.
Get the picture is to understand the whole situation. 我们叫 get the picture. 它的意思是 picture 是图画的意思。Get 我们上集讲过，表示 understand 还记不记得？了解明白。你了解明白一个图画，它就表示了解的程度很深。于是我们可以把这个短语理解成。对什么有一个全貌的了解，有一个全部的了解，叫 get the picture。好，我们来看例句。第一个 ，After meeting his parents, Julie got the picture about her boyfriend。这个句子的意思是，在我们的 Julie 跟她的男友父母谈完了之后，她对她的男朋友是个什么样的人？却有了一个了解。好，这个短语叫 got the picture about。 好，再来看第二个例句。我们年轻人在一个公司里面工作，最幸运的事情是能够碰到一个好的上司来带你。好，来看下面这个句子。 Once the managers explained all aspects of the project, I got the picture and understood my role much better。 这句话的意思是在这些经理向我们介绍了这个项目方方面面之后，哦，我就有一个大概的了解。I got the picture， 并且更加明白我应该干什么，我的角色是什么，叫 I got the picture and understood my role。Much better.
You steal the liquor bottles that you get on the airplane. You look like the kind of guy who offers a girl a ride that has to steal a car in order to give it to her. You look like the kind of guy who puts a plant in a person's bag.
Yeah, get the picture.
Hey, this is a no smoking compartment.
好，各位，我们下面进入经典对白。到了法国的南部，这里美丽的乡村景色触动了 Kate。这里面的景色会触动任何一个人。好，那么借着这个机会 ，Luke 向我们的 Kate 讲起了他的身世。
All of this vineyard is Antoine's. It has been in our family for three generations. It is who we are, what we do. But for Anton, I don't know. He's always sober.
That's a bad thing.
He makes the wine, but he never drinks it.
You always drink it. Now, why isn't part of this yours?
My father, when he retired, he left it to Antoine and me. But now it is all Antoine's.
I don't get it.
You see, to make a great wine, you must have a little bit the soul of a gambler.
You like to drink and you like to gamble?
Sometimes I would lose a lot. Sometimes I would lose to Antoine, my dog, my first car.
This vineyard?
Oui, this vineyard. One night he got me very drunk. You must understand, I owed him a lot of money. But he knew what he was doing.
What was he doing?
I lost all of it. One hand of poker.
You lost your birthright in one hand of poker.
I'm an asshole. What can I tell you?
Uh-huh. 第一个句子是这个叫 He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
好，我们要教给你的这个句型叫 Know what somebody is doing. This sentence pattern means okay. Look, to know what you are doing means you have a lot of experience or a particular plan. 所以这个意思的意思，你字面上看它的意思是一个人知道。 自己在干什么，它的潜在意思是表示很有经验，做这个事情很有经验，心中有数嘛。好，我们来看第一个句子。 When it comes to planning a large event, she knows what she is doing. 好，来看这句话的意思是 When it comes to, 这是个固定的句式，表示讲到、谈到、牵扯到。好，说到筹划大的项目。 For planning large events, 那么我想她是很有经验的。什么意思叫 She knows, 她知道 she what she is doing. 好，这个句子的意思是字面上看，我刚才讲到了，她明白在干什么，实际就是她了解。好，我们再来看第二个句子。 Hey, 听说过羽毛球队叫皇马吗？ 当然听说过。The team, that team always wins. They really know what they are doing. 这句话的意思是，那支队伍经常赢比赛，经常获得胜利，因为他们很老道，他们很有经验。字面上的看是他们知道他们在干什么。这个句子的意思是有经验。再听一遍。 Well, that team always wins. They really know what they are doing.
I lost all of it. One hand of poker.
You lost your birthright in one hand of poker.
I'm an asshole. What can I tell you?
Uh-huh.
好，我们来看下面一个原点。这个句子叫 You lost your birthright.
You lost your birthright.
我教给你的这个词叫 birthright. If you say a person's birthright is something that they are supposed to receive after a parent dies. 好，来看这个词叫 birthright， 我们把它理解成应该继承的财产，我们叫 birthright， 生下来的 birthright 权利，当然就是应该继承的财产 birthright。好，我们来看第一个例句，哎， 如果老大、老二、老三，你愿意做老几？你愿意就哥哥大一点的，还是弟弟小一点的？ 如果你问我，我会做老大。 Why? 听好了，因为有下面这个理由。 As the oldest son, I will get the family farm as a birthright. 这句话的意思是，我愿意做老大，因为我们家的那个农场就该归我了。它是一个 as a birthright， 也是我的权利。好，我们再来看第二个例句。 The prodigal son claimed his birthright early and left home. 这句话的意思是，那个浪子提前把他那份遗产要走了，离开了家。好，父母还没亡，
他就 claimed his birthright. 好，这样是不好的，那就是个句子，你听明白了，就表示那份财产 birthright. 他给要走的叫 claim.
All of these vineyards is Antoine's. It has been in our family for 3 generations. This is who we are, what we do. But Antoine doesn't know it. He's always sober.
That's a bad thing.
He makes the wine, but he never drinks it.
You always drink it. Now, why isn't part of this yours?
My father, when he retired, he left it to Antoine and me. But now it is all Antoine's.
I don't get it.
You see, to make a great wine, you must have a little bit the soul of a gambler.
You like to drink, and you like to gamble?
Sometimes I would lose a lot. Sometimes I would lose to Antoine, my dog, my first car.
This vineyard?
Oui, this vineyard. One night he got me very drunk. You must understand, I owed him a lot of money. But he knew what he was doing.
What was he doing?
I lost all of it. One-handed poker.
You lost your birthright in one hand of poker.
I'm an asshole. What can I tell you?
Uh-huh.
好，各位来，我们结束这个板块之前来一个快速回顾。 在英语里面我们学了一个短语叫 你对什么的大框整个的概貌有一个了解，那个短语叫 Get the picture. 别忘了 Get the picture. 接下去我们有一个词组，一个短语 表示他对什么很有经验，哎，我们用了一个变换的说法叫他知道本人在干什么，这个短语叫 know what you are doing. 如果你想说他很有经验，你就可以说 she knows what she is doing. 接下去刚刚教过你的是一个跟钱有关系的，表示应该继承的财产，那个单词叫 birthright. 好了，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Batman Returns. It's the second Batman movie. There are 3 of them all together. This song is called Face to Face, 面对面.
One more kiss, before we die, face to face.
One more kiss, before we die. So these two people, lovers, are going to die, and they want one more kiss, one last kiss before the end of everything. Face to face and dream of flying. So they're dreaming of flying, escape, freedom. Who are you and who am I? So they ask, who are you and who am I? We're face to face. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. Who are you? Who am I? Who are we? Wind and wings. So wind is blowing, and the wings, like angels or birds when they fly, 2 angels falling. So angels are usually up high in the sky and they're falling, which is very sad. The idea of an angel falling is a very tragic image. So let's listen to the song, and I'll see you next time on Action English.
Crying shame.